So our gospel lesson this morning from John's gospel is kind of the discourse, but I don't know why the lectionary didn't put the like wider story details around it. But it has like one of these central pieces that I think a lot of people in Christianity really resonate with. This passage from John 3:16, that's a really popular verse for people to know. For God so loved the world that God gave God's only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Which is, you know, one of the tweetable sayings of Jesus. But it's a story in John's gospel that is happening between Jesus and this guy named Nicodemus. So Nicodemus is a character in John's gospel that comes to ask Jesus about who he is and what this ministry that he is doing. Now, Nicodemus is a really interesting character because Nicodemus is one of the religious leaders, a priest, should I say, or a pastor, somebody who's supposed to get what this Son of Man and Son of God thing is all about, right? And so Nicodemus comes to Jesus alone and at night, not in the bright daylight where others might see him, but under the cover of darkness, Jesus slips out under the shadows to find Jesus and ask him this burning question of who he is. And so Jesus says, I am the one who was sent into the world to show love, to show about how deeply and fully and unendingly God loves us. And so for Nicodemus, he comes face to face with this love. But I have to believe. All right, give me a second. Let's try that. Is that better? Much better. Oh, I think I lost it again. Well, we'll see how bad that is. Can you guys hear me? All right, we'll just do it without headsets today. All right, so Nicodemus comes to Jesus with his questions, with his doubt. And I sometimes wonder if we too might be courageous enough to bring our doubts and our secrets to Jesus. A Jesus who loves so fully and completely that God embraces those shadow parts of ourselves. So it's no secret that Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. John's gospel is full of this symbolism and imagery. And Jesus says, but I am the light. I am the light that has come into this world, and you don't have to worry about those shadow parts of yourself anymore. And so for Nicodemus, who was functioning under the religious authorities and the status quo of the day to experience this God of love who had come to live with them in the flesh that might be turning this world upside down to say it's not about what you do, but who you are and how you are loved infinitely. Well, I think Nicodemus had some questions about that, or maybe he doubted it in his inner soul. I think we too doubt whether God really loves us sometimes, if we're really being honest with ourselves. There are some parts of us that we think are not able to be seen by God and would rather stick away in the shadows of our lives. But beloved, hear this. God loves you wonderfully and wholly and perfectly as you are. This is why the light came into the world, to dispel the shadows of this world that sometimes keep us in shame and secret. Nicodemus was loved completely as he was, doubts, insecurities, and all. That no matter where he was on his faith journey, as we said, there he encountered the God of love, who said, if you believe, and even if you don't believe, I have been sent into the world not to just save those who confess on their lips and do all the good things, but no, Jesus says, that's that pivotal piece in verse 17, but that I have been sent into this world to save it and redeem this whole world, not just those who believe, but the whole world. You see, we don't have to fear those shadow parts of ourselves anymore because of the God of love. Jesus came into the world to show us what love is all about, to love us even in our doubts and our fears. So as we approach this year anniversary of this pandemic, I think that's a really good thing for us to hear, to be reminded how truly and amazingly and deeply God loves us, even in the midst of things we cannot understand. I don't know what was going on for the Israelites in the desert that day, but something was going on around them that had them afraid. And God spoke to Moses and said, "Take this and they will live." We might not understand the ins and outs of this pandemic going on around us, but there are things that we can point to and say how deeply God loves us. We can point to those places where the light is coming into the world. Hope has not abandoned us. God's love has not abandoned us. God's love continues to come to us, and we, the people of light, continue to show that light in the world. And so as we approach and go through this year anniversary, I remember where we were a year ago, not knowing what was ahead of us or not knowing what was going on. But I remember in that first week, we, the St. Mark's community, took a stand in light and love. And so for many of us, that first week of the pandemic was organizing ourselves into making sure that those for whom the pandemic and the shutdown might adversely affect them said, "But what about the kids? What about the kids who rely on meals every day in school? What can we do to show them love and light in this?" And so we very quickly organized restaurants and food and donations and a whole distribution system. And the teachers came together, school board members, and even the superintendent helped every day for 2 weeks make sure that lunches went out to kids every day. Breakfast went out, lunch went out every day. As I sit back and I look at it, I'm like, wow, that was really incredible. But it's because of the love that has come into this world, the love that we have for others, the light that we know will not allow the shadows of doubt and despair in this world to take hold. This is what it means to be reformed again and again by God's unending love. This is what it means to be reformed again and again by God's amazing grace, to be rooted and grounded in the love that shares abundantly with the world. And so as we go through our season of Lent, we are reminded again and again how deeply we are loved by God, a love that, like pie, never ends, and how deeply we share that love with the world, whether there's a pandemic going on or not. We begin and end in love, because that's where God begins and ends, in love. Amen. Thank you.